Welcome into BayCare Ballpark. Staving off some gray skies here, but we do very much expect the game to go on. A little bit of sun peeking out of the clouds and some baseball ready to be played in beautiful Clearwater, Florida. Welcome into the Threshers Broadcast Network. I'm Josh Sperber, the voice of the Threshers, and the Threshers are hot right now. Four straight wins for Clearwater, including a dominant 6-0 victory last night. And there are just so many ways to talk about how dominant this team has been. We'll begin with something that's gone on for the last couple of nights, really during the entire win streak. Since the Threshers' first loss on opening day on April 7th, the bullpen has not allowed a single run since the fourth inning of that opening game on Friday. The no-hitter, obviously, the Sunday game, and the home opener last night, the bullpen kept the slate clean from all teams they played, including a couple of major leaguers in the Mighty Muscles lineup last night. Two of the three hits that Fort Myers had belonged to some major league rehabbers that are down in Fort Myers until they can get fully healthy. The starting second baseman for the Minnesota Twins, Jorge Polanco, just 2 years removed from a season which he missed the century mark in RBIs by just two. 33 homers and 98 RBIs for Jorge Polanco in 2021. He was struck out twice, and recorded just one single off of the Threshers' arms last night. Alex Kirilloff had another hit and also struck out once. So the two major leaguers combined 2-for-6, a solid batting average, but half of those bats ended up in strikeouts from the Threshers pitchers, and that's just a snapshot of how dominant the staff has been. As I mentioned, no runs allowed by the Threshers bullpen since Friday, April 7th, since the fourth inning of that game. And last night, though, the story was just as much about the offense as it was the utterly dominant pitching. The Threshers reached a season high in hits with 9. A third of those hits went for extra bases. 3 doubles for Clearwater last night. Omarion Boyd, Chad Castillo, and Jordan Fiers each getting their first 2-bagger of the season with a team high 3 extra base hits on the night. And 6 runs was also a milestone. They also had their most consecutive innings with a run scored, getting a total of 4 runs spread out over the final 3 frames of last night's action in a 6-0 win. Also, largest margin of victory of the season, second shutout in 4 games in this very young season. It's a young team, a young season, but any way you slice it, this Thresher squad looks like a lot of fun and a whole lot of talent here in Clearwater. So let's give you the starting lineups for tonight's game, as we have game 2 between the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, who enter the game at 2-2, and the Clearwater Threshers enter the game with the second best record in the entire FSL, second only to the Daytona Tortugas, who are an undefeated 4-0 right now, the Reds affiliate. Threshers do not play them this year, but Daytona has won each of their first 4, including 3 on the road in the opening weekend. The Threshers, though, right behind them at 3-1, tied with Lakeland atop the FCL West Division. And we'll give you the starting lineups, beginning with the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Starting with the coaching staff, the manager Brian Meyer back for a third season in his fourth year overall with the Twins organization. Returning pitching coach as well in Jared Gaynor, his third overall year with the Twins organization. Richard Salazar has been all around the Twins system over the past 6 years. He's in his first year with Clearwater as another pitching coach. Raiden Sierra in his third season with the Mighty Muscles as their hitting coach, and Luis Reyes is his assistant in his first year with the team, second with the organization. Chase Thompson's the athletic trainer, assisted by Asia Morello. Sarah Zuba is the strength and conditioning coach. Byron Oliver, baseball technology affiliate and the clubhouse manager. And Andrew Paglugi. Forgive me, Andrew, if I absolutely butchered that pronunciation. But there is the field staff for the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles tonight. And here's the starting lineup for Fort Myers. A couple of changes from last night's squad. Not in the leadoff spot, though. Danny DeAndrade is the leadoff man. He went 0-for-3 with a walk last night, but he's playing it short. Jarell Ortega moves up to the 2 spot.
still playing third base. Ricardo Olivar is the designated hitter, moving from behind the plate last night, so getting a night off in the field, but keeping that bat in the three spot in the lineup for the Mighty Muscles. Carlos Aguiar moves up to the cleanup role over in right field. Dalton Sheffield at second base, batting fifth. Rubel Suspedes, who came on for Alex Kirilloff last night, he is in the starting lineup tonight, playing at first base and batting sixth. Alex Sayer remains in left, batting seventh. Dylan Tatum gets his first start of the series behind the plate, and Dylan Noisy over in center field. Noisy and Sayer combined for a tough luck error that led to a Threshers run late in last night's contest. On the mound for the Mighty Muscles, making his season debut, is C.J. Culpepper. Came out of Cal Baptist, 13th round pick by the Twins in the 2022 draft, a California native going to the opposite coast. He was 5-3 with a 3.26 ERA in 14 starts over 16 appearances for Cal Baptist last season before he was drafted. And in the FCL, he pitched just one inning, walked one, and struck out one. He is making his first start in full-season professional baseball tonight. He will be taking on the Clearwater Threshers, who, as I mentioned, are tied for first in the FCL or FSL West Division with the Lakeland Flying Tigers. The Threshers, though, a three-game win streak after losing their first game, and they have been scorching hot both on the mound and at the plate since then. The field staff for the Clearwater Threshers, of course, headlined by Marty Malloy, returning for his second year as the manager of the squad. Matt Hockenberry is the pitching coach, a former Thresher himself for a couple of years back in 2014 and 2015. Chris Heintz is the hitting coach, and Michael Jones, the position coach, will also be coaching first base primarily tonight. Sam Myers, the athletic trainer, assisted by Marissa Van Hassel. Joseph Miranda, the strength and conditioning coach, and Matt Parker, the player development associate for the Clearwater Threshers in the single-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. Let's take a look at the Threshers lineup tonight. Marty always likes to say, don't mess the win streak, and well, he's really not going to be changing the lineup around too much today. First three are the same. Justin Crawford in center, Omarion Boyd out in right, and Caleb Ricketts batting third. But he moves to first base tonight, despite remaining in the three-hole. Chad Castillo's getting the night off, so Gabriel Rincon has to replace him in the cleanup spot, a role that we expect him to smoothly transition into. He was 3-for-4 last night. Each time he reached base, he was responsible for a run being scored. Two runs crossed the plate off on his feet, and he drove another one in himself. Second straight game with an RBI for Rinconas, and his first multi-hit game of his professional career. He's out in left field and doing the cleanup spot. Brian Rincon moves up a spot to the five-hole, playing at short tonight. Got his first hit of the season with a single last evening. Jordan Viers, batting sixth, is the designated hitter, and a two-run double. First multi-RBI game by a Thresher in 2023. He's the designated hitter, batting sixth. Otto Kemp is the second baseman tonight, batting seventh. Jordan Disson gets his first start at home behind the plate, as Ricketts is getting the night off in the field. And Fraylin Minietti is the third baseman, rounding out the order for the Threshers. He reached base in his first three appearances in his first game of the 2023 season back on Sunday against the Bradenton Marauders. Minietti getting his first start in home as well after getting the night off last evening. Starling Castillo will make his first start of the season in his third consecutive season playing with the Clearwater Threshers this season. He had a solid offseason with the Adelaide Giants. Definitely we'll talk about that. Both of us spent our winter in the Australian Baseball League, and Castillo left home with a championship ring as Adelaide won their first title in the ABL in 43 years. And Castillo, 9.76 career ERA in just 39 2/3 innings. But 44 strikeouts over that same period in last season. And looking to improve after some injury, bitten by the injury bug quite a bit over the last couple of years. He was out until July 1st with an injury last season, but starting off the season healthy and ready to go as part
of a really strong pitching staff. The umpires and managers are out at home plate exchanging the lineup cards. Same two umpires as last night, except this time Davion Fry will be behind home plate calling balls and strikes, and Alex Lowry will be the field umpire around first base or around the pitcher's mound, depending on the runners that are on base. But the Threshers are looking for their fourth straight win tonight, part of the Phillies system. And let's take a look at some of the scores around the minor and major leagues so far tonight. In the Florida State League, all games are about to start. Just one postponement. The Jupiter Hammerheads and St. Lucie Mets will play a doubleheader on Friday, April 14th. All the rest of the games are imminent to start. In the Phillies system, they've got Greensboro and Jersey Shore this week, Lehigh Valley at Durham, and Hartford is visiting the Reading Fightin' Phils. The Fightin' still looking for their first victory of the season, and all those games will start in a matter of minutes. So will ours, though, as the Threshers are taking the field and getting ready for action tonight as they look to extend their three-game win streak to start the season with a second straight victory at home. We'll take a short break and step aside as we honor our country with the playing of the national anthem.
At the twilight's last gleaming, whose footprints and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly shooting. And the rocket's red, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that our spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
another beautiful rendition of the national anthem, and we are just about ready to get underway here at BayCare Ballpark in beautiful Clearwater, Florida. Starlin Castillo is on the mound for the first time this season, making his third straight year where he is appearing in Clearwater for the Threshers. The weather at game time, a little bit windy. Rain should hold out, and we are expected to get this game in 73 degrees at the time of first pitch. Cloudy skies, but still a great day for baseball here in Clearwater, Florida. The Threshers looking for that fourth straight win, and let's take a look at the resume of Starlin Castillo. Castillo, as previously mentioned, was on the injured list after getting right elbow surgery after last year. From the start of 2022 until the 1st of July, beginning with a rehab assignment in the Florida Complex League, and then he finished the season with Clearwater. The bright spot was the strikeout to walk ratio. Sometimes it let up a couple runs, a career ERA of 7.88, but he's very efficient with his pitches. He's not going to throw a lot out of the zone, and sometimes batters just jump on that at a swing happy younger level, like the single-A level here in the Florida State League. He's throwing to Jordan Disson, who just sent one down to second base, and we are just about ready to get going here in Clearwater. Danny DeAndrade will be the leadoff man for the second straight night. He's also playing shortstop, followed by Jarell Ortega. Ricardo Olivar is in the hole, And the cleanup man is Carlos Aguiar. Dalton Sheffield bats fifth. Ruben Cespedes sixth. Alex Sayer seventh. First pitch of the ball game claps the high corner of the strike zone at 6:31 p.m. And it's an 0-1 count to Danny DeAndrade. We are underway at BayCare Ballpark. 0-1. There's the fastball that misses on the inside corner, count 1-1. In the 8-hole is Dylan Tatum making his series debut. The catcher, Dylan Noisy, remains the 9-hole hitter for the Mighty Muscles. 1-1. Chopped on the ground over to third, fielded with one glove by Mini Eddie, fires to first for out number one. Kind of speared that on the run as Rincon was right there to back it up. Good communication and a little bit extra communication after the fact. Because, you know, both these guys are just eager to make defensive plays in the field. But one gone in the first, so let's set the defense behind Starlin Castillo. Mini Eddie and Rincon on the left side of the infield. Otto Kemp and Caleb Ricketts getting his first start at first base of the season on the right side. Castillo deals to Ortega. It's a breaking ball that zips in there for a ball, just missing the zone below the knees. In the outfield left to right, Gabriel Rincon as junior, Justin Crawford in center, and Omarion Boyd in right. 1-0. This one's hit high in the air and foul. Count evens at 1-1. Jordan Disson, the battery mate of Starlin Castillo, who, as I said, making his first start of the year. Third start in his career against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, and they're both on polar opposites of the spectrum. 1-1. Breaking ball misses outside, 2-1. Two starts, 2 1/3 innings pitched. In one start, he allowed 7 earned runs, and the other, he blanked the Mighty Muscles. That one was in 2021. 5 strikeouts, 4 of them came in that shutout start back in 2021, but last year, the Mighty Muscles got 7 earned runs off of him, with Castillo hoping to throw it back to 21. 3-1 pitch now is hit high in the air towards the strikeout cafe, and now the count is full at 3-2 to Ortega. The couple of career highs coming against the Mighty Muscles. 5 walks on May 13th of 2021, his first start against Fort Myers. That was in Fort Myers, as was last year's start, where he allowed a career high 8 hits and 7 earned runs. Not something he'd like to replicate tonight, as the Threshers pitching staff has been on a roll. Castillo wants to get on that train. Payoff pitch coming to Ortega. Inside, and that just missed for a one-out walk. So Ortega is the first base runner of the ballgame. Second time a walk is the first base runner of the ballgame in the two games of this series. And that's going to bring up Ricardo Olivar. The 2 and 3 spots were granted to a couple of Minnesota Twins. Alex Kirilloff and Jorge Polanco are sitting out tonight, but are both expected to play tomorrow, as is Josh Winder, another Twins reliever, making up 3 rehabbers here with Fort Myers as Disson drops the slider, but the runner will stay on first base. So it's a 1-0 count to Ricardo Olivar, who was the cleanup hitter last night, but didn't really have too much to clean up. He reached base once himself. Other than that, he had a double play and 2 strikeouts in an 0-for-3 evening. Castillo, from the stretch, has a 1-0 count and deals. Slider in there for a called strike. That pitch had some zip on it. A 5-pitch mix for Castillo. 2-seam and a 4-seam fastball, change slider, and a curve. Castillo set from the belt. Taking a long pause with now 3 seconds on the clock, and he'll send it to first base, so the pitch clock will reset, and sliding in safely is Jarrell Ortega. Still a 1-1 count, no score thus far, 1 on and 1 out for Fort Myers in the top of the first inning here at BayCare Ballpark. Castillo deals. Fastball upstairs, and it's 2-1. The Threshers in their red jerseys with the Threshers Shark logo on the left breast. Names in blue outlined in kind of a light gold. 2-1. Fastball right down Broadway, and the count is even now at 2-2. White pinstripe pants reminiscent to those of the Philadelphia Phillies with the red pinstripes on the white background. The Mighty Muscles, purple jerseys, gold outlining navy numbers, gray pants with purple piping down the side. 2-2, slider outside, appeal over to first, and Alex Lawry, says that Olivar didn't go. So it's a full count. Ortega will be off on the pitch. Ortega, one stolen base last night. And the 3-2 pitch, just a bit inside. A really close call for Davion Frye, but it's a second straight full count walk. And now there's a runner in scoring position with one out in the first inning for the Mighty Muscles. So Jarell Ortega is on second base. Last time he was on second base was after a double last night. He ended up stealing third. So keep an eye out for Ortega. And Ricardo Olivar gets his second walk and second time on base of the season. So one out and two on for Carlos Aguiar. Castillo takes a look over at second and the pitch. Slider misses low and in, count 1-0. Corner infielders at low at normal depth. Kemp and Rincon are pinched towards the middle, close to that triangle outlining where you cannot shift, as Jordan Disson will come out to talk to Starlin Castillo. For those of you who haven't paid much attention to the major league rules, the shift rules have been vastly changed. No overshifts or gallow shift, if you like to call that. This is a Twins affiliate we're playing after all, so might as well mention one of the newest Twins in Joey Gallo, but something that they've started after the first game of the minor league season. We did not see those two lines on opposite corners of the Keystone sack at second base, two white lines touching the outfield grass to signify that you can't sit in the middle of the field. This one is lifted high in the air out to right field. Sprinting back towards the track is Boyd. At the wall, he makes the grab, loses his hat as the runner Ortega will go to third with two outs. A well-stroked ball by Carlos Aguiar, but the range of Omarion Boyd is virtually endless. Simple flyout on a ball that, if there's a little more barrel on it, we might have a new scoreline. But there's two outs, and it's a harmless fly ball to right field for Dalton Shuffield, who gets his first start of the series. Shuffield, the only Mighty Muscle with a home run so far this season, also leads the team with three RBIs for the first four games. Fastball upstairs, and the count's now 1-0. Shuffield making his series debut. As runners on the corners, a 1-0 count and two outs here in the top of the first inning. Still scoreless. Castillo deals. Fastball just a bit inside, and it's 2-0. Don Sheffield, also one of six Mighty Muscles players with a multi-hit game. And now the 2-0. Slider, high and outside, and it's 3-0. The wind blowing directly into the broadcast booth once again. So forgive if you hear the shuffling of paper. 3-0 count to Sheffield. The pitch. Way outside with a slider, and that's ball four. Three base runners all have reached on walks from Starlin Castillo. And that will bring up Ruben Cespedes.
Number 6 for Myers, first base, number 20, Ruben Cespedes.
Second walk of the season for Dalton Shuffield. And now Cespedes will make his first start of the season. After coming on to play the field for Alex Kirilloff over at first base. Signed by the Twins in April of 2019. He's in his third year pro. Played for the Mighty Muscles last season and the FCL Twins in both 2021 and the DSL in 2019. Pitch in there for a called strike to Ruben Cespedes. Count is 0-1. Right on left matchup. And battle of two Dominican Republic natives. 0-1. Swing and a miss, but the throw gets by Disson. Home comes Ortega. The flip to Castillo's not in time. And the Mighty Muscles get their first run of the season on a wild pitch. So Ortega scores. Olivar moves to third. And Shuffield to second. And it's a 1-1 count to Ruben Cespedes. Or 0-2 count, as it looks like he swung. And now
There are two outs, and it's a 1-1 lead for the Mighty Muscles. Castillo, set from the belt, kicks and deals. Hit on the ground to short. The runner leaps up, but is fielded by Rincon across the diamond to first. A nice pick by Ricketts over at first base. And there's the final out of the inning. Three walks and a wild pitch is all that's on the board for the Mighty Muscles, but it gets the job done as they get a run in the top half of the first inning. The Threshers will come up to bat in the bottom half of the first inning. Stay with us right here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
What's up, Emily?
My body's my whole body temperature.
Threshers coming to bat for the first time here in the bottom of the first inning, but they're trailing for the first time in a game since Sunday. They had the lead from the jump in a 6-0 shutout last night, and now Justin Crawford is at the plate as C.J. Culpepper sends an inside fastball to make it a 1-0 count. Culpepper making his season and full season debut in his first start with the Mighty Muscles. 1-0 to Crawford is low and inside. Count is 2-0. Quite a shift on for Crawford. Second baseman back all the way with his heels almost on the outfield grass. 2-0 pitch, misses low and inside, and it's 3-0. The third baseman, Ortega, is pinched in, waiting for a bunt. And the shortstop, DeAndrade, is shifted as close to the second base bag as he can get. Get me over fastball there, makes it a 3-1 count to Crawford. Certainly not a guy that you want to put on base. And also part of the shift, the first baseman Cespedes is back as well, in line with the bases umpire in Alex Lowry. 3-2 count now to Crawford, who fouled that one off. And Culpepper battling back from a 3-0 count to make it full. And here comes the payoff. Swing and a miss. There's strike three. A high fastball. Crawford to chase. Something he'll be working on this year. He certainly got the contact down. Projectable frame to add some power, but as is the case with a lot of young players, just has to get the swing and miss stuff a little bit down. But good pitch from Culpepper. Hard fastball to make it the first down. Now Marion Boyd will step up to the plate. Takes a look at a slider to get a called strike. Mainly a fastball sinker guy is C.J. Culpepper. 0-1. As there's the sinker, and Boyd swings and misses to make it 0-2. Boyd and Crawford, similar makeups, both 19 years old, both drafted out of high school. And the 0-2, weakly hit foul, that's going to roll towards the Threshers dugout, and Boyd will stay alive. Both have a ton of speed, probably the two fastest guys in the Phillies system, both 70 on the 80 grade scale when it comes to their speed. Here's the 0-2 pitch. This one is poked up in the air over the third baseman's head, and Ortega can't get there. Boyd takes a wide turn around second base, but he'll trot back to first base with a one-out single. Omarion Boyd is continuing to stay hot for the Threshers. That one, just an excuse me little loop of a single into left field, but it gets the job done. He's got hits in both games at home thus far, and 3 of 4 that he's played this season. That'll bring up the big bat of Caleb Ricketts with a surefire stolen base threat ready to go off of first. Boyd goes before the pitcher even throws it. Too quick a jump, and he is out at shortstop. Scored it 1-6 on the caught stealing attempt. Just a tiny bit too early. Boyd a bit jumpy, but the Threshers certainly a run-first team, and you got to be with some of the speed that they have, particularly in the first two spots of the lineup. Now 2 outs. First pitch to Ricketts is hit on the ground to second base. Fielded on a couple of hops by Sheffield and over to first base for the final out of the inning. So Boyd gets on but caught stealing. The Threshers don't leave a runner stranded or score on a hit. No errors in the inning as well. And we're through one full frame here at Bay Care Ballpark. The Threshers trail the Mighty Muscles 1-0. Top of the second inning, and Alex Sayer will lead off the frame for the Mighty Muscles. He takes the first pitch, a slider on the outside corner for a called strike. Sayer in the eighth spot last night, 0-3, moves up one in the order, stays in left, 0-1. Weakly hit on the ground, charging is Minietti. He fields, pumps, throws to first, not in time. Sayer beats him by a step, a slight bobble by Minietti on the transfer, but Sayer was well ahead of that throw. A tough play as well on the run coming in. Not a play to make, not an easy play to make by Minietti. And the leadoff man is on for the Mighty Muscles. Their first hit of the ball game comes at the hands of Alex Sayer, his first hit of the series, to bring up Dylan Tatum in his first at bat of the series. Sayer's got good speed over at first, certainly looking to make up for last night as the slider to Tatum misses outside 1-0. As last night, the Threshers' third run of the ball game came off the glove of Tatum. The man he is standing next to at first base, and Caleb Ricketts hit a fly ball out to left center field with 2 outs. As the 1-0 pitch from Castillo is in there for a called strike, a fastball over the heart of the plate makes the count 1-1. So Ricketts hit a fly ball to left center. A little miscommunication between Noisy and Sayer, and the ball hit off the tip of Alex Sayer's glove, allowing the motoring Boyd to score from second easily, and Ricketts to get onto second base on Sayer's first error of the season. It's a 2-1 count now to Tatum, and a 1-0 lead for him and the Mighty Muscles. A hit apiece thus far here in the top of the second. The pitch. Hit on the ground up the middle. Rincon slides and makes the play onto first, and there's the double play. Otto Kemp and Brian Rincon, 4-6-3, rack them up Threshers, and just as quickly as they let a man on base, They take him off the base. A double play to make two outs in the second inning here, and that'll bring up Dylan Noisy. And it seems like any time you turn around, the Threshers turn another double play. They had three in Sunday night's victory and already have one in the second inning in this game. As a weak swing from Dylan Noisy misses a slider, and it's 0-1. Now the pitch. This one is hit hard to third, past the diving glove of Minnietti into left field for a two-out single. So two hits in the inning for the Mighty Muscles, and Noisy is in the hit column for the first time this series. He was 0-for-3 last night, so now 1-for-4 in the overall series. First home stand for the Threshers, first road trip for the Mighty Muscles. The Threshers, though, back on the road next week. Not too far, though, right down the road to play the Tampa Tarpons. I'll be on the road for those games as well as all other games for the Threshers this season. Big leadoff first for Noisy, so Castillo will check back at him. He's back in there standing up as Danny DeAndrade is in the batter's box for the second time. He grounded out to third his last time up. Castillo set from the belt and deals. Fastball up and away, count 1-0. DeAndrade 0-for-4 on the series, walked in the first inning of yesterday's game. That was the only time he reached base, and another dominant pitching outing by the Threshers. Just two walks allowed and three hits overall, 1-0. This is hit high in the air and foul, count 1-1. The Threshers as a team, now 7 double plays on the season with that 4-6-3 just 2 bats ago. 1-1. Just a bit inside with the breaker, 2-1. Looks like the changeup from Castillo just couldn't get DeAndrade to bite. The pitch, runner goes, swing and a miss, and actually, I think that was a foul ball. Thought for a second it was just Disson dropping it, but looks like DeAndrade got a piece. So back to first goes Noisy, and it's a 2-2 count to Danny DeAndrade. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Mighty Muscles lead 1-0. Have a man on first here in the top of the second inning at BayCare Ballpark. Castillo set, he deals. Breaking ball called strike 3. A nasty little curve freezes Danny DeAndrade, and Starlin Castillo has his first punch out of the 2023 season. So the Mighty Muscles put two hits on the board but fail to move anyone past first base. They leave a runner stranded, no runs, no errors, and that will bring us to the bottom of the second inning. Threshers looking to tie the game up. They trail 1-0 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
He's number 1 on Billboard Hot 100 in 1995. He's open at 5:30 for the 6:30 start. Get your tickets tonight at the BayCare box office located at the Westgate entrance, or at customer service and ticket management advanced purchase savings.
Gabriel Rincones Jr. coming off of a great game last night. He takes the first pitch, a high heater, to make it a 1-0 count. Rincones, 3-for-4 last night, most hits by a Thresher in a single game this season. He
also scored a pair and drove in a run as well.
0-1.
Inside, and that hits Rincones. So the Threshers have the leadoff runner on for the first time. And Rincones stole two bases when he got on last night. So he certainly has the speed to do that again.
Cone represents the go-ahead run now in the bottom of the second inning. Threshers trail 1-0. Switch hitter, batting lefty, and the pitch. Fastball missing outside, count 1-0. 94 miles an hour, and that's really where C.J. Culpepper is expected to sit. Just mid-90s all night long.
Goes Rincones. Pitch misses for a ball. The tag is not applied in time, and Gabriel Rincones is in safely at second base for the third time this season. Deceptive speed on a guy that big, but Rincones has his third swipe and is in scoring position with a 2-0 count on Rincon and nobody out here in the second. Pitch, a big lead for Rincones Jr., and now it's a 3-0 count, a 95-mile-an-hour heater to Brian Rincones. Switch hitting shortstop, primarily a contact hitter, really smooth in the field as well. Something some of the Phillies are really excited about after drafting him in the 14th round last year. Culpepper looks at second, the pitch. Fastball upstairs, gets away, and Rincones Jr. will walk to third base as Rincones will head to first with a no-out walk. So, a wild pitch on ball four, and out to the mound comes the catcher in Dylan Tatum. So, Jordan Byers, who put an emphatic punctuation mark on the run scoring for the Threshers last night, is up at the plate with two on and no outs. He is certainly a guy who can put up a crooked number with one swing of the bat, get a couple of big home runs in minor league camp, and looks to bring that power here to BayCare Ballpark. A 2-1 double last night, hitting each of his last two. The pitch, missing outside with a breaker, and it's 1-0. Byers, a third-round pick in 2021, a high school product. Football in high school, but man, did he have a lot to say about the atmosphere there. I mean, anything, just saying that anything you see about Texas football or here, doesn't matter how exaggerated it sounds, it might be true. 2-0 pitch. High chopper over to first. That should score a run. On to second for one. Back to first to get Byers. Culpepper covers and makes the squeeze to get the second out of the inning, but this game is tied as Byers gets his third RBI of the season on a 1-6-3 double play. So the game is tied as Rincones scores his third run of the homestand. And we are knotted up at one. Two gone and the base is clear now for Otto Kemp. First pitch to him is in there for a called strike. A breaking ball. Just under 90 miles an hour. The 0-1. Base in all three games that he's played. Second longest active on base three. As the 1-2 is popped up into right field. Going back on it is Aguiar, now charging in as the wind keeps blowing that towards the dirt, but Aguiar makes the basket catch to end the inning. But the Threshers still strike a blow to the Mighty Muscles, tying the game on Jordan Byers' RBI. It's all square at one, heading into the third here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Medicare Ballpark, Starling Castillo will remain on the mound for his third inning of work. Still looking for his first career win as a pro. An 0-12 record between the FCL and the Florida State League here with the Clearwater Threshers. He's been here for parts of each of the last three seasons now as he begins the 2023 season, here in Clearwater. Joel Ortega will lead off the third inning and take a look at a slider on the outside corner for a called strike. Ortega, the run scorer of the night. He scored the first run of the game after drawing a one-out walk. And then a couple more, a wild pitch, ended up scoring in. High bouncer over to third, picked by Mini Eddie out of the air, and he'll throw across the diamond. Ricket squeezes. There is the first down of the inning. And you just have to make Mini Eddie move lot over at third base. He's got a really good arm and a good feel for where he needs to be. Tracks the ball well and just looks really polished as a fielder. So one gone here in the third. Now the first pitch to Ricardo Olivar. Appeal over to first, and Lowry says that he went. It's an 0-1 count to Olivar, who got all the way to third on a walk and a wild pitch in the last inning. That was as far as he would get. 0-1, slider missing low, and the count's 2-1. We're tied up at 1. Mighty Muscles have 2 hits to the Threshers, 1. That Threshers hit was by Marion Boyd in the first inning. 1-1, swing and a miss, there's strike 2. Nice looking slider from Castillo.
Old Olivar, who will step out of the box, his lone time out of the at-bat. Bright yellow cleats for Olivar, bringing out the gold accents in the Mighty Muscles jersey. So it's a 1-2, and Castillo deals. Called strike 3. 2 strikeouts looking for Castillo, and this one brings out number 2 to the third inning, mowing down Ricardo Olivar for the first time today. That'll bring up Carlos Aguiar, the right fielder. Flied out to Boyd in right. A deep flyout, though. Boyd ended up smack dab in the middle of the warning track out in right field around the Cutwater Sports, Spirits, Budweiser, and Wawa signs. The fastball hits the outside, but just misses. And it's a 1-0 count now to Aguiar. 231 average on the season, couple of RBIs. And now Castillo kicks and deals. Breaking ball just missing low with a curve. A nice little dip on that curve ball from Castillo, but not enough to make Aguiar go after it. Here's the 2-0. Another breaking ball. Good frame by Disson, but didn't catch the umpire's attention, and it's 3-0. Now the 3-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Might have been a foul tip by Aguiar, but he got the swing away sign from Brian Meyer. Just could not capitalize, and now Castillo's back in the game. 3-1 the count. Still 1-1. The pitch. Hit on the ground to second. Diving by Kemp, but it goes just past his glove. He was inches away from making a highlight reel play at second base. Instead, it's the third hit of the ball game. First one of the day for Carlos Aguiar. All 3 hits from the Mighty Muscles have been singles. And Aguiar gets his first base hit of the series. So 2 gone and a runner on first. Mighty Muscles have put one on in every inning, stranded a total of 3 runners so far. Sheffield was one of those runners stranded in the first inning, got a 2-out walk, and advanced to second on a wild pitch. First pitch to Sheffield is in there for a called strike. Another fastball from Castillo. He's been leaning on that pitch quite a lot. Been pretty consistent at 94 and 95 miles an hour. And again, Castillo's a guy who is struggling with the injury bug as he's been the last couple of years. Great block by Jordan Disson on a breaking ball in the dirt. And now the count is even at 1-1. Actually, I had the chance to see Castillo when I was in the Australian Baseball League in the last series of the season. Castillo had to be taken out of a game in Melbourne against the Aces in the final home series of the season because he sustained an injury after getting hit by a line drive The injury was not that serious, though, as Castillo ended up pitching in the postseason, helped the Adelaide Giants clinch their first Claxton Shield, the ABL trophy, in 43 years. I'm not going to try and do the math and tell you what year that was, but it was 1980. And a key part of that pitching staff was Castillo. The 1-2 misses upstairs, and it's 2-2. In the regular season, he had a 3-3 record with 3.62 ERA and 10 starts for the Adelaide Giants, and then came in relief after sustaining the injury in what would have been his second-to-last start of the season, as that one's fouled towards the Threshers dugout by Dalton Shuffield. Ended up coming in 4.1 innings of relief and struck out 6 in the postseason. And a big part of Adelaide's championship run. 2-2 pitch. Foul tip. Might have hit his leg. And Shuffield has now batted away 2 balls with 2 strikes on him. 2-2 count. Carlos Aguiar is over at first, and the score is knotted up at 1 here in the top of the third. Some light rain falling. And now the 2-2 again. Called strike 3. 95 on the outside corner from Castillo. His second punchy of the inning and third of the game ends the third inning. 3 strikeouts from Castillo, all looking as we will head into the bottom of the third inning. No runs on a hit for the Mighty Muscles, no errors, and 1 left. And we're through 2.5, all tied up, 1 apiece here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Both starters staying in the game here in the third, so it's C.J. Culpepper coming to face Jordan Disson, Fraylin Minnietti, and Justin Crawford. Disson and Minnietti getting their first at-bats at BayCare Ballpark of the season. And Disson awaits the first pitch at the bottom third. It's a slider that catches the outside corner for an 0-1 strike. Disson's family's in town, coming to visit him for the week. And they're a team that is... their family that's quite active in following their son's career as he fouls one back with to make it an 0-2 count. Got to a couple FCL games last year, but they're coming all the way from California to catch their boy in his first full season as a professional. He was with the FCL last year after he signed with the Threshers at a Saddleback College. Now the 0-2. Bouncing into the glove, a nice pick. Even with no one on base by Dylan Tatum. And the count is now 1-2 to Disson. And the 1-2 pitch. Slider, unsuccessful frame job by Tatum. And the count evens at 2-2. 12th round pick at a Saddleback College in California was Disson. Played 10 games in the FCL last year. Went 6-17. 2-2 way inside, almost hit Disson. He gets out of the way and works the count full. An 0-2 count to a 3-2 count. Good patience at the plate from Jordan Disson. Here's the payoff. This one is hit the other way into right field. That's going to drop just foul. looked for a second that was going to fall a couple feet in front of Aguiar, and Disson might have had a chance to turn that to two if that went fair. But it fell inches to the right of the foul line. So Jordan Disson will pick up the bat and head back into the box for another 3-2 count. He's only played one game so far this season, with 1-for-4 on Sunday. Payoff pitch again, and there's ball four. So Disson has reached base now in each of the two games he's played for the Threshers this season. And that will bring up Fraylin Minnietti with a go-ahead run on first. Disson's got good speed for a catcher. And at 20 years old, he's certainly not afraid to run. High pitch, and Minnietti bunts it right to the pitcher. No play at second, and the sacrifice is successful for Fraylin Minnietti. So Disson is in scoring position with one out, and that's the first sacrifice bunt of the season for the Threshers. We had a sac fly by Gabriel Rincones Jr. in the Bradenton series. And now Justin Crawford will try and deliver, and a shift on for him again. Third baseman Ortega in covering the bunt. First pitch to Crawford is hit on the ground down the first baseline. It's going to be a race to the bag, and Culpepper tags it barely in time. Michael Jones thought Crawford was safe. So did Crawford. And that would be a replay-warranting play in the major leagues. But another showcase of Crawford's speed down the line. This time, it's just a 3-1 ground out to make it the second out in the inning. It does, however, advance the runner, and Jordan Disson is 90 feet from tying this game up over at third base, and Marion Boyd has a single this game already. Way outside on the slider, a snow cone catch from Tatum to keep Disson from scampering home on a would-be wild pitch. So it's a 1-0 count to Boyd, who's 1-for-1 today. The 1-0. Slider again. This one misses low and away, and the count is 2-0. Boyd was caught stealing second in the last inning. Couple of steals already for him. Another guy with great speed as he inside outs this foul. And that's going to go on the roof above the scoreboard on the right-hand side. 95-mile-an-hour sinker there from C.J. Culpepper. The 2-1. Breaking ball low. Another 95-mile-an-hour sinker, and the count's 3-1. Two outs or not, Boyd is not a guy that you want to put on base. He's got the kind of speed that can cause throwing errors and rush throws from the other team. Here's the 3-1. Boyd lets it go. It's a called strike right down the middle. And the count runs full now at 3-2. Runner on third with two outs. 1-1 score in the bottom third. Culpepper deals, and it's ball four to Boyd as the slider misses low and in. And a two-out walk keeps the inning alive for the Threshers. Both base runners in the third have gotten on via the walk. No hits for Clearwater besides Boyd's single in that first inning, but three walks and hit by pitch since then, so the Threshers have certainly had their chances, and one of those they cashed in on. Rincones was the one who got plunked, and he's in the on-deck circle right now with Caleb Ricketts at the plate. Boyd is attempted to be picked off at third, but in there just safely after the head-first slide. A nice pickoff move by C.J. Culpepper. So it's Boyd on first, Disson remains on third, and Caleb Ricketts is up at the plate. The lefty awaits the pitch. Off goes Boyd. The fastball's high in there for a strike, and the throw is held up by Tatum. So Boyd is in at second with his first stolen base of the night. It's an 0-1 count to Ricketts, and blinding speed. Tatum probably wouldn't have had him anyway, so he just held on to the throw to stop Disson from potentially coming home on a delayed steal. Now the 0-1. Ricketts lets it go. Didn't hit his bat, so Disson's going to scamper home. He's in there standing up, and the Threshers take the lead on a wild pitch. Jordan Disson gets his first run of the season. Boyd comes to third, and the Threshers lead it 2-1. Ricketts held up his swing. I thought for a second
that he might have fouled it off, but the run scores for Clearwater, and they take the lead once again. Some a position that they're quite comfortable in and have been in for the better part of this series and season. 1-1 to Ricketts. Here's a breaking ball outside, and the count is 2-1. Looked like a changeup there from C.J. Culpepper. 2-1. Two outs. Boyd on third. Hit up the middle. A sliding stop by the shortstop, D'Andrade. Can Ricketts beat it out? He cannot. A really nice play at short to save a run and end the inning. But not enough runs can be saved for the Mighty Muscles. Good news for you Clearwater fans, though. The Threshers have taken the lead. A wild pitch scores Jordan Disson, and the Threshers are up one as we head into the fourth inning. You're listening to the Clearwater Threshers right here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Well, the circle is complete. Every single Threshers pitcher on the opening day roster has now made an appearance. Today, it's Josh Bortka, the final Thresher to make their debut in 2023. After a solid three innings from Starlin Castillo, he will not be in line for the victory. Bortka will if he can hold the Mighty Muscles here in the top of the fourth. First pitch of the fourth inning is ball number one to Rubel Cespedes, who grounded out to shortstop in the first. Now the 1-0 pitch. High fastball, and it's 2-0. Three pitch mix from Bortka. Turns out I can't read. Four seamer, slider, and a curve. Bortka, one of the five MLB Draft League players the Threshers had on their opening day roster. And the 2-0. Upstairs with a heater. Count 3-0. Another State College spike on the same staff as Mason Ronan in 2022 before they were drafted. 3-0 pitch, a fastball there over heart of the plate, and that's the first strike of the season for Josh Bortka. 16th rounder out of both the State College Spikes and Central Missouri Mules. Fastball high and tight, and that is ball four to Rubel Cespedes, so a leadoff walk here in the fourth inning. Puts the tying run on first. It's 2-1, the Threshers are in the lead, taking it on a wild pitch in the last frame. And Bortka will now face Alex Sayre. Dylan Tatum and Dylan Noisy are on deck and in the hole. One on and nobody out. Bortka set for the belt, deals. Inside on the heater, ball one. Bortka made his pro debut on August 20th against the FCL Tigers. Finished the season with Clearwater, allowed just one run in three innings of work, six strikeouts, and two walks. 1-0. Slider outside, 2-0.
And he's just missing by the slightest of margins on that outside part of the plate in the first against the first two batters he's faced. Now the 2-0. High and tight, and 3-0. Bortka's allowed just one run through five games in his career. None of those have come in the F. None of those came in the FCL. And it was in his debut with the Threshers last year that he was tagged with the only run he's let up so far. 3-0 pitch, just missing outside of the fastball, and it's two straight walks to start the fourth. And Matt Hockenberry, the pitching coach, is going to come out from the dugout and have a chat with his pitcher. Bortka shaking off the rust as he has not pitched in a competitive game since September of last season. Top of the fourth inning, Threshers lead at 2-1, but two on base for the Mighty Muscles. Dylan Tatum will come to the plate. But first, we'll take a spin around the Phillies system, give you a couple of scores. Jersey Shore is off to a great start, and last year's Thresher Jamari Baylor is up at the plate as the Blue Claws lead the Greensboro Grasshoppers by a score of 4-0. Durham leads Lehigh Valley 4-1. The Iron Pigs are fortunate not to be facing Taj Bradley, who was just called up by the Rays. He'll be pitching in Tampa sometime this week, making his MLB debut. The number 18 prospect in all the MLB will not be pitching against the Iron Pigs this week. Hartford leads 4-2 on Reading in Reading. The Fightin' Phils still looking for their first win of the season. Lehigh Valley trailing by 3 in Durham. Now back in Clearwater, Dylan Tatum's up at the plate with 2 on and nobody out. 2 walks to start off the 4th inning. And hopefully Matt Hockenberry calm down Bortka. Certainly looks like it as he starts off the at-bat with a fastball right down the pipe to make it 0-1. He'd certainly like Tatum to replicate what he did in his last at-bat. Hit into a 4-6-3 double play. 7th turn of a double play for the Threshers this season. That leads the league. 0-1. Tatum holds up his swing. Appeal to first, and he did go around. Count 0-2. Anytime it's remotely close, Disson's going to call for that. And he's gotten it the couple of times that he has. The 0-2. That mound visit looked like it worked, but that will be a ball on the curve. Really close pitch on the inside part of the plate. Davion Fry calls it ball one. It's a 1-2 count to Tatum. And a pitch. Just missing outside on the fastball. Really close on that outer corner, and it's 2-2. Bortka looking to close out Tatum, 0-1 in the series thus far. Now the 2-2. Just missing low and the count's 3-2. Starting with an 0-2 count, Bortka has gotten the count back full to Tatum. He's getting right around the zone. Just the bats are resting on the shoulders of these Mighty Muscles hitters against the last Threshers pitcher to debut. Bortka began in junior college, playing for Cali College in 2019, transferring to Central Missouri after COVID. Now the payoff pitch. This one is hit high in the air out to left center field. Crawford is on it. He calls off Rincones Jr. to make the one-handed catch for the first down of the inning. That one was more in left field, but the center fielder gets the call, and Crawford, eager to make that play, a guy who's been talking all offseason about just one thing, getting back out on the field and trying to put up some W's for whatever team he would play for in the Phillies organization. It is the Threshers this year. Don't tell him what the future holds for Justin Crawford, though. One gone in the fourth inning as Disson signs out for a double play shift as Kemp quite close to that no-shift line over at second. First pitch to Noisy's, a slider that misses outside, and it's 1-0. Noisy with the second of two hits in the second inning, a two-out single,
after Tatum's double play wiped Sayer off the board. But now it's a 1-0 count to Noisy with two on and one out. The Threshers holding a 2-1 lead. Here's the 1-0. Outside with a slider. Good pop-up by Disson to make that grab and keep a wild pitch from hitting the backstop. It's a 2-0 count. Cespedes on second. Sayer on first. Two balls and no strikes with one out. Bortka puts the arm back in the glove, set at the belly button, and deals. Fastball over the plate, and the count is now 2-1. Might have been a slider. It looked like it just slowed down as it got to the plate. Some deception from Bortka. Hard mid-90s fastball and slow breaking stuff to keep the hitters off balance. Bortka looks at second, deals. Inside corner, a nice pitch, another slider from Bortka, and he's got Noisy 2-2, working back from a 2-0 hole. Good pitching by Bortka here, certainly settled down a little bit after walking the first two batters, getting weak contact from Tatum, and now has a two-strike count on Dylan Noisy. Bortka looks over at second. Two runners on. A second look at the Keystone sack and the pitch. Wave and a whiff, strike three. A nasty slider from Bortka that goes from the inside corner past the outside corner. That's the fourth K of the day for the Threshers. First for Bortka on the season, and two outs here in the fourth. As a baseball fan, you gotta just love a pitch like that. One that hits both ends of the batter's boxes and gets a disgusting swing like that. So two gone for the leadoff man in Andrade, who swings and misses at another slider, and Bortka feeling that pitch right now, and it's getting those swings and misses. A really deceptive pitch that appears to just slow down after it begins looking like his 95-mile-an-hour heater. A 13-mile drop between the two pitches on average. This one's hit high in the air and foul off of yet another slider from Bortka. And the count is 0-2 to DeAndrade. Still does not have his first hit of the series in the leadoff spot. He's 0-2 with a strikeout tonight. That last K was the first punch-out swinging by Bortka and the entire Thresher staff tonight. Now the 0-2 pitch. Popped high in the air. That's going to go foul down the first base side. We'll do it again at 0-2. The floodlights are on. Clouds still a bit gray, but the threat of rain appears to have pacified for a bit now. Not exactly clear skies, though, as we're still cloudy here in Clearwater. The 0-2 pitch. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Another nasty slider from Josh Bortka. He sends four sliders and gets Andrade down swinging on an 0-2 count. Fifth punch-out of the day for Threshers pitching. Second in a row from Bortka, and that gets him out of a jam here in the top of the fourth inning. So no hits for the Mighty Muscles, but they strand two. No errors, no runs. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Threshers lead it 2-1 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
And we're going to play a video from one of our Threshers players that's going to answer the same question. And whoever answers more items in that list is going to be the winner of tonight's contest. You ready, Nick? All right, let's do this. Nick, name for me as many breeds of dogs as you can in 15 seconds. Are you ready? Go. Oh my gosh, I think that was at least 10 or 11. That was a fabulous answer. All right, let's see if you're going to go inside and see if you're a winner.
A few over here, lab, pitbull, green shepherd, water collar.
Oh
I think you're a winner tonight. In our contest, you win $10 to the promoter's checkout, who's located right over here on Golf Bay. And don't forget, the directors are going to turn into the beat dogs on Friday, April 28th, and the tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. So bring your dogs out on that Friday. Thank you for playing it. Thank you, man.
And thank you, man. They're getting off the bottom of the fourth of the Freshers Cup Fielder. Here we go. Come to see you.
First pitch of the bottom fourth of the swing and a miss by Gabriel Rincones Jr. Culpepper still out there for the Mighty Muscles. That was pitch number 44 and strike number 23. An 0-1 to Rincones. He got plunked on an 0-1 pitch in the second. High foul ball over the press box, and it's quickly 0-2 on a guy who has reached base now in each of his last three games after going 0 for in his first two games, including a four strikeout night for him on opening night. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. And that is the second strikeout of the day for Culpepper. So Rincones now 0-1 after arguably the best hitting performance by a Thresher this season. And now there's one out for Brian Rincones. He walked his last time up, reached base and two of his last three, as he takes a look at an upstairs breaking ball for a called strike. A curve from Culpepper, as he works really quickly at just about the 10-second mark, he's off and pitching. Fastball down the heart of the plate, 0-2 to Rincon. Culpepper, one of those guys who, just the pitch clock is just a, all right, here we go. When the batter's set, I'm going. 0-2. Hit on the ground to second, fielded on four hops by Sheffield. He'll send it to first for the out, and that is the second out of the fourth inning. That'll bring up Jordan Fires, who drove in the tying run. It was a double play, but a productive one, as he got Rincones across. Third RBI of the season for Fires. He leads the team in that category. First Thresher with a multi-RBI game after a two-ribby double in the eighth inning last night. He's got no one on base and two outs as he spits on a low fastball to make it 0-1. Byers in his third year as a pro. Split last year between the FCL and Clearwater. 1-0. Upstairs, count 1-1. This is his first year where he's starting in full season ball. 19 years of age. Another high school product selected in the third round of the 2021 draft. Two similar outfielders selected by the Phillies in back-to-back third rounds. 2-0 misses low, and the count is now 3-0. Viers and Rincones, third-round picks in 21 and 22. 3-0 pitch, right down Broadway. Get me over fastball, makes it 3-1. Both Viers and Rincones are pretty similar in height, pretty similar in weight, and just pack a lot of pop in those bats. 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, and a curveball fills up the count at 3-2. Viers, 6'4", 215. Rincones Jr., 6'4", 220. And both with a ton of power. Payoff pitch. Fouled away. We'll do it again. Rincones, a bit of a better fielder than Viers is, but both still very capable. Rincones plays mainly in left. Viers played in right field the only time he was in the field. He's been primarily the designated hitter for the Threshers this season. Viers sets back in the left-handed batter's box. At the 9-second mark, Culpepper's in his set, and he deals. Payoff is hit into the gap out in left center field. On comes Noisy, and he's going to make the one-handed catch to end the inning. So the Threshers go down in order for the first time today. They still maintain a 2-1 lead as we head into the top of the fifth inning. Threshers lead it by one here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
H.R. Brewing Company has reached the San Juan Florida's craft beer forecast and has been a world favorite since 2012. In here at Ballpark, we have a variety of Florida themed beers like Wheatmaker, Crappy Pressure, and Formosa N398. Try one today.
top of the fifth inning, the Threshers on to their third pitcher of the ball game. Josh Bortko went just one innings, a couple of walks, threw a touch over 20 pitches, but he finished off the frame looking really good with two straight strikeouts on just a steady diet of sliders. Now, the bullpen goes into the second games of the season with John Henriquez getting on the mound for the first time since Sunday, through two scoreless innings without a walk and struck out one in Bradenton in that 4-2 win on Sunday. He'll begin his day with Jarell Ortega, Ricardo Olivar, and Carlos Aguilar. Henriquez deals the first pitch of the fifth. It's a fastball that misses the plate low, count 1-0. Four-pitch mix for Henriquez, the amateur free agent signed last season out of San Francisco de Macorís. Slider in there for a called strike, count 1-1. A four-seamer and a slider, the two pitches you've seen from Henriquez. Change-up and a cutter in his arsenal as well. Right on right, Henriquez deals. There's another breaking pitch. Looked like a slider again, and it's 2-1. Low 90s for the Henriquez fastball. Change up and a slider sit in the mid to low 80s as that's fouled back to make it 2-2. Ortega's 0-1 on the day. Walked and scored a run in the first. Grounded out to Minietti at third back in the third inning. And now the 2-2 from Henriquez. There's the slider and the count runs full, 3-2. Henriquez deals the payoff pitch. Hit the other way, foul. Henriquez has only been playing baseball for about 10 years. A lot of guys you'll see have been playing since they were 4, 5, or 6, so still plenty of time for him to add some velo as he is still not exactly learning the position, but getting used to it, I'd say. A bit less time learning the game than many other people who have gotten to this level. Why, he was signed at just 22 years old last year, though. A lot of potential. Six innings pitch with an 0-2 record in the DSL last season. Seven strikeouts and four walks and two saves. Opponents hit less than 270 against him. Payoff again. Hit the other way again. Three straight pitches fouled off by Ortega as the count remains 3-2. Henriquez, all seven career appearances at the pro level, he has come out of the bullpen. And now here comes the payoff once again. Fastball high, and Ortega works his second walk of the ballgame. Second straight inning with a leadoff walk. Second walk to Jarell Ortega. First of the day by Henriquez in his first contest, and as a staff, Clearwater has walked six. Only time they have eclipsed five walks was in the opening day loss. Four walks from Alex McFarland. The bullpen combined for four walks as well. First pitch to Olivar. Fastball blown right by him at to make it 0-1. He struck out looking back in the third inning. One of the three strikeouts from Starlin Castillo. Short lead off first for Ortega. Here's the 0-1. Fastball upstairs, count 1-1. The Threshers made their first roster move of the season. Adoni Mejia, who has yet to appear in a game for Clearwater, was optioned to the development list and replaced on the roster by Cole Moore, a first baseman out of Dallas Baptist. Fastball catches the outside corner to make it 1-2. Moore not in the lineup tonight, but getting some help at first base is really the only natural first baseman on this Threshers staff is Chad Castillo. As good as he's been, you always like to have guys that can back up every position. The rest of the infield for the Threshers is pretty versatile. You can see Kent Brito, Minietti playing just about every position in the infield. That one's lined into left center for a base hit. Crawford fields it so he doesn't go for extra bases. But the first two runners are on for the Mighty Muscles here in the fifth. The go-ahead run is on first in the form of Ricardo Olivar. It's the first hit of the game for the Mighty Muscles since the third inning, and Olivar's first hit of the series. So Olivar on first, Ortega on second. Nobody out here
in the top of the fifth inning. And a lefty batter in Aguiar coming to the plate. First pitch, swing and a miss. Way out in front of that baked breaking ball, and that changeup was a good start to the at-bat from Enriquez. It just fell off the planet, and Aguiar was already going around. Middle infield pinch towards the center for a double play. 0-1. Popped high in the air and foul just to the left of me here in the press box. Count 0-2. Aguiar singled his last time up, so he's 1-for-2 tonight. Enriquez, the 0-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three, a big strikeout here in the fifth inning, as that is now 6 for Threshers pitchers. 3-pitch see you there for Enriquez, his third K of the year, as Disson shows the signs to his infield, as they're certainly looking for that double play ball from Dalton Sheffield. One more strikeout by Threshers pitching. You'll have to keep your eye on the video board for a special promo code from Tijuana Flats. That promo code will be good for a free taco with any purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. The ball knocks the glove off of Disson's hand, and each runner advances one base. So Ortega moves to third and Olivar to second on, I'm not sure if that's a pass ball or a wild pitch. We'll see what the official score says in the second, but two runners in scoring position now, and a 1-0 count to Dalton Sheffield. Just a hard fastball, quite literally knocked the glove off of Jordan Disson's hand. Sheffield, a home run and 3 RBIs so far this season. Now he's 0-for-1 with a walk today. The 1-0. Hit on the ground to short. This could be... No, it won't be 2, as there was known at first base. So a run scores and the game's tied up, and I clearly can't see anything in this light ring. Just a simple 6-3 ground out for Sheffield, but he gets his first RBI of the ball game, 4th of the season, and this game is tied as Ortega took advantage to score on the ground out. Olivar moved to 3rd, but it's 2-2 with 2 outs to Rubel Cespedes. Infield back to normal depth with Kemp moved back as close to the outfield grass as you can get. Popped down the third base line and foul by Cespedes, count 0-1. He walked his last time up, grounded out in the first to end the inning, so he's 0-for-1. As I mentioned, 6 walks and 6 strikeouts from the Threshers pitching staff, one of each of those coming at the hands of John Enriquez. Now the 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt, a good block by Disson to potentially save a run, as that could have been trouble. Olivar on 3rd was certainly thinking about scampering home. And that changeup just dives straight down from Enriquez. A 1-1 count and the pitch. Fastball up and away, and the count's 2-1. Cespedes, 273 on the season. 93 miles an hour on the heat from Enriquez. 2 ribbies for Cespedes in the young season this year. He is 1-for-5, as this one is pulled hard and foul down the right field line, 2-2. So Cespedes, a single last night. Cespedes didn't come in. He only had 1 at-bat last night. So that means he's 0-for-2 with a walk this series. And now down in the count, 2-2. Here's the pitch. Called strike 3. A BB on the outside corner from Enriquez. And that ends the inning with his second K of the frame. Make sure to download that Tijuana Flats app to get tacos. The code is now on the video board, and we'll tell you more about it right after the break.
And so on the souvenir beer company that's Stephen Shorty's located next to the original Hooters on Oklahoma Bay will give you a free refill of any of their craft beer. Take your biggest supplement for souvenir cup to Stephen Shorty's and they will fill you up. Fresh food, great atmosphere, and great people. Visit Stephen Shorty's on Oklahoma Bay and remember the first day is on the more about something with a big one, such as the
So the Mighty Muscles go to the pen for the first time, and they're going to bring out Ben Etheridge to face the bottom third of the Threshers order. Otto Kemp leads off, and he takes the first pitch high in the air behind home plate. Sprinting towards the netting is Tatum, and that's going to bounce in the stands foul. So it's Kemp, Disson, and Minietti. Disson scored the go-ahead run in the third. Now this game is tied at two, and Minietti moved Disson over to second with a crucial sacrifice bunt. So it's an 0-1 to Kemp, who slowly makes it back to first. Rain picking up just a little bit, obstructing my view here in the press box, but we'll make do. Wind still blowing straight in to the broadcast booth here. 0-1 to Kemp, fastball upstairs from Etheridge, and the count is now 1-1. Kemp's 0-for-1 on the day, flied out to right as he takes a look at a slider that gets in there for a called strike two. Kemp's reached base in each of the last three games. Only three games he's played, this being his fourth of the year. The 1-2, that's popped up down the first baseline in foul territory, but playable for Cespedes. Near the dugout, he reaches in and comes out with the baseball. A foul pop-up is the first out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Game still tied at two after the RBI ground out in the last inning. Now Jordan Disson will come up without an official at bat, but with a very official run, tying the game up at two, giving the Threshers a 2-1 lead when he scored in the third. He swings and misses at some high heat. Oh, and caught the outside corner. Really nice pitch, just under 90 from Etheridge. The righty deals. Missed in there with a slider, count even a 1-1. Light drizzle, but it appears to have stopped as Disson inside outs this, and that's going to hit the netting down the right field line. Count is 1-2. Drizzle kind of stopping and starting in the ballpark tonight with an 0-2 count here to Disson. The 1-2. Hit the other way, foul again, and the count will stay at 1-2. Etheridge out of Meriden, Mississippi, another University of Southern Miss guy, 15th round draft pick of the Twins in 2022. The 1-2. Bouncing into the glove of Tatum. A good block, but no one on base to make it even more impressive. And now the count's 2-2. Wind really picking up. The flags at full flight, blowing almost directly towards third base and blowing all my notes around the broadcast booth here. 2-2 pitch. This one is hit into the gap by Disson, and that is going to drop in there for a base hit, but it's cut off by Aguiar, and it's going to get by him. Disson speeds around the second base bag, and he's going to head to third, sliding feet first, and he's in there safely. Jordan Disson legs out a triple after the ball was misplayed and right by Aguiar, and that is the second triple of the season for the Threshers, belonging to a catcher, Jordan Disson. How about that? A one-out triple in the fifth, and the go-ahead run is 90 feet from home plate. A rocket in the gap by Disson. And now Minietti has a chance to give the Threshers a lead here in the fifth. Infield coming in for the Mighty Muscles. And the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a called strike on the outside corner. And it's an 0-1 count to Minietti. Oh-1 now to Minietti. Etheridge deals. This one is hit high in the air down the left field line. That could be enough to bring Disson home. Sayer makes the grab, and Disson's on his way home. A high throw will not get there nearly in time and is cut off by the pitcher as Jordan Disson gets his second run of the ball game, and the Threshers once again take the lead. No official at-bats from any Eddie, but two absolutely crucial ones as a sacrifice bunt moved Disson on to second in the third inning, and now a sacrifice fly to left gives Clearwater the lead, 3-2. Just as soon as the Mighty Muscles jumped ahead, the Threshers strike right back. Now the lineup card turns over as it's a 1-0 count to Justin Crawford, taking a slider low and inside, 1-0. He's 0-for-2 today, struck out in the first, grounded out just barely in the third, 1-0. Did he go? Appeal over to first base says he did. It's a 1-1 count. Alex Lowry making the count that. Two outs, a 3-2 lead for Clearwater. Inside on the heat, Crawford has to bend out of the way to avoid getting hit. And the fastball hitting 90 for Ben Etheridge. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. And there is strike two. Changing speeds, dropping 10 miles an hour on that changeup from Etheridge. 2-2 pitch to Crawford. Bouncing into Tatum's glove, and the count's now 3-2. Crawford still looking for his first hit of the series, but got his first RBI as a Thresher in his last at-bat. 6-3 ground out in the seventh inning, so bring home a run. Now he faces the payoff. Foul tip into the glove of Tatum, and that is strike three. But the damage done for Clearwater. A one-out triple by Jordan Disson proves extra productive as Fraylin Minnietti drives him in. His first RBI of the year, and the Threshers take a 3-2 lead. We're heading into the sixth here at BayCare Ballpark, and you're listening to a Threshers one-run lead here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. John Henriquez back out for the sixth, once again in line for the victory, as the Threshers took back the lead after Henriquez allowed a run on an RBI ground out. Now it's 3-2 Clearwater with 7, 8, and 9 coming up for the Mighty Muscles. Alex Sayer leads things off. He's singled and walked, reaching base both times he's come to the plate. And here's the first pitch of the sixth. Breaking ball, just missing for a strike, and Disson's going to send that ball back to the dugout. Disson scored both runs for the Threshers today, as they lead it by a score of 3-2. Two of three runs, I should say. 2-0 count now to Sayer, who went 0-for-3 last night, but is now 1-for-4 with a walk on the series. The 2-0 pitch. Slider outside, 3-0. Henriquez's slider looks quite a bit like his fastball. Here's just a little bit harder. 3-0 pitch. There's the fastball outside corner, and it's a called strike one. A lot of tail on that four-seam fastball. Just a difficult pitch to track down. 3-1 pitch. Another fastball down the heart of the plate, and the count runs full. Henriquez works the count back even, and now has a 3-2 count against Alex Sayer after starting out behind 3-0. The payoff pitch.
Cork screws it over to first. Ricketts feels it, and he'll take it to the bag himself. Tags first base for the first out in the sixth inning. So Ricketts looking plenty capable over at first base, though he is primarily a catcher. At some point in their career, it seems like every catcher that's not like Yadi Molina or Pudge Rodriguez will just play first base at some point. As the first pitch misses outside to Dylan Tatum, it's 1-0. Or actually, it's 0-1. This is the fourth game of the season for Ricketts, 20th overall or 21st overall he's played in the field, as Tatum lets the pitch go low to even the count at 1-1. Three games and one at catcher, one at first base this season. 17 games at catcher, 16 starts last year. As this one is cracked down the right field line, Boyd gives chase, but lets it go out of the stadium foul, 1-2. And this is Ricketts' first professional start over at first base. A 1-2 advantage for Henriquez as Tatum comes back in the box. 5 seconds on the pitch clock. Henriquez kicks and fires. 1-2 misses upstairs. Count evens at 2-2. Smaller crowd tonight. Everyone's huddled really in the shaded parts of the stadium due to the rain. A crowd of over 4,000 for the home opener last night. 2-2 pitch. Bouncing into distance glove and a really nice block by the 20-year-old catcher. Another full count from John Henriquez. His pitch count's up to 34. 20 strikes in those pitches. Payoff pitch. High chopper over to third. Minietti fields it. Quick throw over to first. That's going to get Tatum in time. 2 outs in the inning. So 2 groundouts begin the sixth for the Mighty Muscles, and now Dylan Noisy, who's 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout, will step up to the plate. Noisy, 1 RBI, hitting .250 on the season. He's played both games in center field this series. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, just missing low for a called strike, and Disson's going to get a new sphere from the umpire. Threshers lead at 3-2, but the Mighty Muscles out hitting them 4-2. 1-0. Just missing inside. That was a really close pitch on a heater, but that's just one of those borderline calls that you either get or you don't. Working quickly, Henriquez rocks and fires. Another fastball. This one misses high and outside, and the count's now 2-0. They're 3-0. Henriquez has reached 3 balls in each of the 3 batters, 2 full counts. We'll see if he can do it again here. 3-0, cut on and missed as Noisy's underneath that fastball. Count is 3-1. Doesn't look like there's action in the pens. 3-1 pitch is hit high in the air out to center field. Crawford takes about 5 steps back, comes in a little bit, and makes the one-handed catch for out number 3. Henriquez sets the Mighty Muscles down in order and preserves the lead at 3-2 for the Clearwater Threshers. We're heading to the bottom half of the sixth. The Threshers up by 1 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Ben Etheridge back out for his second inning of work. He set down all but one of the Threshers, but that was really all they needed. A one-out triple from Jordan Disson in the fifth led to a sacrifice fly by Fraylin Minnietti. That gave the Threshers the 3-2 lead where the game now stands. And now Marion Boyd will lead off the fifth inning. He has one of the two hits. One hit, the Disson triple, and Boyd with a single in the first. And that's it, hit-wise. But the Threshers still in the lead, just finding ways to win games with the offense as Boyd pulls back a bunt as the pitch missed for a 1-0 count. The pitching staff has been excellent. The hitters looking solid. A lot of potential, but still finding their stroke. I think Boyd's found his. That one is laced into center field. Bounced in front of Noisy, and Boyd has his second multi-hit game of the season. A dangerous man to be on as the leadoff hitter. Boyd's 2-for-2 with a walk and a stolen base, but he's also been picked off once. So could be a rubber match between him and Dylan Tatum. Might not go before the pitch this time, though. Caleb Ricketts at the plate, making his first start over at first base. He takes a fastball inside, and that catches the corner to make it an 0-1 count. Two groundouts for Ricketts, the owner of the first multi-hit game by a Thresher, as he went 2-for-4 on opening night in Bradenton. 0-1, off goes Boyd. The pitch misses for a ball. Head first slide in there as the throw bounces in front of the shortstop. So Marion Boyd is in scoring position now with his second stolen base of the ball game. And now Ricketts has a 1-1 count, and a single would double the Threshers' lead. Just blinding speed from Marion Boyd. An online throw might have had him, but you can never really assume that. Boyd thought about going to third, and Ricketts bounces it back to the pitcher. And Boyd's going to head for third now on the delayed tag. And off he goes. He's in safely. So it's a productive 1-3 ground out from Caleb Ricketts. And now there's one gone. The sacrifice, an option for Gabriel Rincones Jr. But for him, it would probably be a sacrifice fly or, well, multiple runs. Infield has come in for the big left-handed bat. First pitch, a breaking ball, low and inside, count 1-0. Rincones, a product of two Florida colleges, a Florida native himself, spent 2 years across the road over at St. Pete College. 1-0 pitch, outside the fastball, 2-0. Then he transferred to Florida Atlantic, where he won the Conference USA's Newcomer of the Year Award in 2022 before taking the Phillies' offer with the third round pick in 2022. 2-0 pitch, hit foul, if it weren't for the netting, I might have had a chance to catch that. 2-1. As the bat boy takes the baseball off the field. Infield pinched for Rincones. Outfield not shifted at their normal spots. And a 2-1 pitch. Rincones lets one go. A breaking ball now in the pipe. Evens the count to 2-2. A change up there for Etheridge. Now the 2-2. This one is hit on the ground to the right side. Boyd's thinking about going home, dancing with a first baseman. The throw over to third is in time. Boyd a little bit too hesitant as a 3-5 fielder's choice gets the second out of the inning. And in those situations, you either got to just bullet for home or make the choice to stay at third. A difficult play to judge, as that was kind of a slower grounder on this rain-soaked grass. And it picked up speed for Cespedes at just the right time. So a good fielding play by Rubel. And now a runner on first and a 1-0 count to Brian Rincon. Off goes Rincones as Rincon pops this one up into shallow left. The shortstop, DeAndrade, is underneath, and he makes the two-handed grab to end the inning. So the Threshers had a chance, But a good fielding play by Rubel Cespedes keeps the score at 3-2. And that is going to conclude the sixth inning. No runs on a hit for the Threshers. They leave one stranded, and we head to the seventh here at BayCare Ballpark. 3-2 lead, Clearwater out in front.
No, okay, here one thing. There could be a coupon in one of your
top of the seventh, half a frame away from the stretch, and the Threshers make a call to the bullpen for the third time today. Another member of that no-hit contingent on Saturday the 8th, Edward Segovia, gets his first appearance since earning the win in the first no-hitter of the 2023 season. I guess co-first, because that was the same night that the Rocket City Trash Pandas no-hit the Chattanooga Lookouts but lost. And they lost 7-5 in that contest. 0-1 the count now as first pitch is pumped in for a strike by Segovia. A hard slider to Danny D'Andrade. And now working quickly, another breaking ball in there for a called strike two. Segovia, a four-pitch mix, a four-seamer, two-seamer that looks like a sinker out of his hand. Kind of morphs into one. Changer and a slide-up. Segovia deals the 0-2. Hit right back to Segovia. Quick reflexes as he makes the stab and easy toss to first for out number one. A quick bang-bang play over at first base, and Edward Segovia continues just to get outs. Segovia broke up the perfect game in the no-hitter on Saturday. Two walks and two strikeouts and earned the victory. Now the number two hitter in Jarrell Ortega takes a fastball low for ball one. Segovia, in his first season since 2021, as Ortega sends this one into the netting foul, count 1-1. He got right shoulder surgery that forced him to miss the entire 2022 season and made his American debut, or American full season debut, here with the Clearwater Threshers. And that right shoulder ended his season in October after he was having a really solid start to the year. 2-1. Slider just misses, and it's 3-1. Left-handed hitters hit 192 against him and slugged barely over 200 at 219. 3-1. Breaking ball bouncing. That's the third walk of the season for Segovia, third walk of the day to Jarrell Ortega. Each time he has walked, he has scored a run, as he is in possession of both the Mighty Muscles runs. That'll bring up the designated hitter, Ricardo Olivar, who caught last night, singled and walked so far today. He's 1-for-2. The Threshers have now struck out 7 and walked 7. As Olivar takes the first pitch, a high fastball to make it 1-0. Ortega's got wheels over at first, but he has yet to attempt to steal a base in his three times now on the base pass. 1-0 count to Olivar. Segovia deals. Swing and a miss, blows the fastball past Olivar, and the count is 1-1.
Mid-90s heater for Segovia, topping out at 95. That one hit 93 on the gun. Short lead over at first for Ortega. Segovia staring him down before he sets himself up from the belly. And now the 1-1.
Inside out, and ricocheting off the roof and onto the Mighty Muscles dugout over in the first base side. Count 1-2. And since the Threshers pitchers have combined for 7 strikeouts, all you got to do is download the Tijuana Flats app and put in the code that'll flash up again on the Threshers video board. Great block by Disson to stop a runner from going into scoring position. The breaking ball leaves the count even now at 2-2. So make sure to download that Tijuana Flats app. They've got some great Tex-Mex. One of the first meals I had when I moved out here was at Tijuana Flats, and it was delicious. Off to second goes Ortega. High fastball, and Disson holds the throw.
The count now runs full to Olivar. So a stolen base for Jarell Ortega puts the tying run in scoring position with one out here in the seventh. And now first base is empty with a 3-2 count to Ricardo Olivar. 250 hitter on the year, just one RBI through the team's first 4 games. You can see Segovia's gold chain reflecting in the lights on the field as he looks at second. Waving a whiff, strike 3. He works really quickly. 3rd strikeout of the season, 8th of the game for the Threshers staff, set first for Segovia, and there's 2 outs here in the 7th, and that's a big one. 2 gone, a runner on 2nd, and now the left-hand hitter in Carlos Aguiar coming up to the plate, and Segovia really shined against lefties, who hit just 14 times in 73 at-bats for a nice low average of 192 in Segovia's last season in minor league ball. Breaking ball bounces into Disson's glove, 1-0. He has been excellent behind the plate tonight. Barely anything's gotten by him. And he has done a good job of blocking balls in these wet conditions. Of course, the ground screw here keeps the field looking immaculate. You'd barely tell a drop of rain has fallen on. 1-0. High fastball gloved by Disson, and it's 2-0. A very noticeable difference in the Florida State League. You have bigger grounds crews. And it really helps making the field look as pristine as it does here tonight.
As a swing and a miss by Aguilar makes it a 2-1 count.
That fastball from Segovia looks a lot harder after the pitch in the dirt. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss, and that goes to the backstop.
Walking over to third base is Ortega, so the tying run is 90 feet away, but the Threshers one strike away from getting out of this inning.
It's going to be a wild pitch. As a count now 2-2, 2 outs, Ortega on third base, Threshers lead it by 1 here in the top of the 7th inning. Segovia deals, popped high in the air right over my booth, and we'll do it again. I almost caught it. This close. If only the roof wasn't there, right? Well, it's a 2-2 count, 2 outs. Segovia rocks and fires. Excuse me, check swing. It will not land fair, and that's going to roll towards the Threshers' dugout.
We'll do it again at 2-2. That might have snapped the bat of Aguiar as he appears to be motioning to the dugout for a new one, and one will be brought out to him by the bat boy. As you can clearly see that the barrel of that bat has been shaved in half.
So a new stick for Aguiar, tan barrel, black handle. See if it makes a difference on the 2-2. Here's Segovia.
So close on the outside part of the plate.
95 on the heater. Segovia ramped up the gas looking for a K pitch, but instead it's a full count. Looking to end the inning here. And the pitch. High fastball and a walk will continue the seventh inning. Second walk of the frame for Segovia. He's walked two in each of his two contests this season. And that is going to bring up Dalton Shuffield.
Second baseman, Dalton Shuffield.
He drove in, the tying run of the game back in the fifth. Now a chance to do the same. Slider in there for a called strike at the knees of Shuffield, who's 0 for 2 with an RBI. A 1 count. Segovia deals. Chopper over to short. Mignetti steps in front. A high throw across the diamond. Pulls Ricketts off the bag. And the errant throw could be costly as this game is now tied. Mignetti stepped in front of Rincon because he needed to make a quick throw to get the speedy Shuffield. And that is officially ruled an E5 to allow the run to score. So Ortega has his third run of the ball game. And this game is all knotted up at 3 with 2 outs and 2 runners on. Go-ahead run on second base, and that is Carlos Aguiar. And Dalton Shuffield is over on first. The runners do not go as Cespedes swung at a bad pitch that got in front of Disson. And now Disson will take the momentum all the way forward to the pitcher's mound to just talk Segovia a little bit. 4 hits for the Mighty Muscles, 3 for the Threshers, 3 runs apiece. Clearwater has their first error since opening day. Threshers are 0-1 when recording an error. Just shows how good they've been in this win streak. 0-1 pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike on the high outside corner. And the mound visit doing its job from the young backstop. 0-2 the count, 3-3 the score, 2 on, 2 outs. Segovia, set from the chest, looks at second and deals. Waving a whiff, strike 3. Second strikeout of the inning for Edward Segovia, and he takes Cespedes down swinging to take us into the seventh inning stretch. An exciting ball game here at BayCare Ballpark as the Mighty Muscles don't get a hit, put up a run on 2 walks and an error. It's an unearned run to Segovia, and we are all knotted up as we stretch it out here in the seventh inning on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Pitcher number 3 coming in for the Mighty Muscles. We're all stretched out here at BayCare Ballpark. The rain appears to have stopped. A couple of spits, but the sky seemed to have cleared up a bit for some late night baseball. 3-3 score, and the Threshers have 6-7-8 coming up with Jordan Viers leading off the frame. Fastball diving low and into Viers, and it is a 1-0 count. Viers, an RBI for his second straight game.
but is 0-for-2 with a double play and a flyout. Three ribbies on the year for Jordan.
As that ball misses inside, count 2-0.
Byers, the last of three extra base hits last night, drove in 2 runs. A double that hit the wall
out in left. The pitch.
2-0, misses inside. Now it's 3-0. And a ball away from Byers becoming the go-ahead run on first. Juan Mendez getting in his first action of the series.
Right on left, set from the belt. Mendez deals. Fastball
right down Main Street. And it's a 3-1 count to Byers. Mendez making his debut of the season, signed in 2020. 3-1.
Did he go? Appeal over to first base? He did not.
And Jordan Byers will represent the go-ahead run for the Threshers over on first. Fort Myers tied the game up in the fifth inning, and then in the bottom half of the fifth, the Threshers got a run right back. A one-out triple from Jordan Disson after Otto Kemp, who's up at the plate, popped out to first. A nice play to scoop the ball out of the dugout from Cespedes as Kemp dives backwards, pulling back the bunt in the process to avoid getting hit in the head by a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. A 1-0 count to Kemp, and Byers takes a short lead off first. Inching towards the second base bag is Byers as Mendez leans in for the sign. Pulls it back and sets himself up to try and pick off Byers, who loses his helmet, but gets to the bag safely. Mendez, 6'4", 240 after, out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Same hometown as Starlin Castillo, the starting pitcher for the Threshers. This one is popped in the air, foul down the first baseline. Even count to Otto Kemp. Riding a 3-game on-base streak, a hit in his first 2 games and a walk his last game yesterday, getting in his second consecutive start at home.
Now facing a 1-1. Short lead for Byers and the pitch. Kemp pulls back the bunt
because the slider missed outside to make it 2-1. About 10 miles an hour difference between the slider and the heater from Mendez, who just received a new ball from the home plate umpire and Davion Frough.
Back to first base goes Mendez, and Byers is in there standing up. Two one now to Kemp. Byers once again inching towards second base. The pitch. Kemp lets the slider go, and it's 3-1.
And Mendez in danger of walking the first two to put the go-ahead run in scoring position. Threshers hitters have walked 4 times, struck out just 3.
Now the 3-1. Swing and a miss. A low breaking ball by Mendez. A nice pitch to get Kemp to chase. And the count runs full. Byers a big lead now. He might go on the pitch. He'll stay put as Kemp takes this into right field. That's going to bounce in front of Aguiar for a base hit.
Fourth hit of the game for Clearwater, and Kemp's on-base streak ties Eric Brito's 4-game hit streak for the longest such of the season. First two get on for Clearwater, and that'll bring up Jordan Disson, who has scored 2 of the team's 3 runs, the other one scored by Gabriel Rincones Jr. Both players, draft picks last season, have 3 runs on the season as Richard Salazar is going to come out and have a chat with Juan Mendez. Kemp is over at first. Byers represents the go-ahead run on second base. And we're going to take a dive around the Florida State League as we'll take a look at some scores during this mound meeting.
It's 3-3 here in Clearwater. Dunedin leads the next opponent of the Threshers 6-1. They're in Dunedin, the Tampa Tarpons trailing 6-1, and
coming to bat in the top of the seventh inning. Bradenton leads Lakeland 5-4, and that's big for Clearwater, because as early as it is, division race always important. Lakeland tied with Clearwater at 3-1. Bradenton 1-3 on the season, two of those losses coming at the hands of the Threshers, and the Flying Tigers are about to come to bat at home in Lakeland with a 5-4 deficit. Palm Beach has a 5-4 lead on Daytona in the bottom of the seventh, and St. Lucie and Jupiter will turn into a doubleheader on Friday as today's game was postponed. High Heat misses to Disson, and the count's 1-0. Disson has the last two runs for Clearwater. In the fifth, it came off of a one-out triple, and he scored easily on a sac fly from Minnietti. Corners of the infield pinched in, expecting the bunt, and Disson is going to give it to him. He's got the bunt laid down. A nice one bounced right down the first base line to the catcher. Only played a first, and that is made successfully for the first down of the inning. So that's the second sacrifice bunt of the game. Score at 1-3. Fires goes to third, Kemp to second, and small ball is ruling the day for the Threshers here. And no one has done small ball more today than Fraylin Minnietti. A sacrifice bunt to move Disson into scoring position in the third inning after he let off that frame with a walk. He would eventually come around to score. And then a sacrifice fly as Minnietti takes the first pitch, a heater inside, ball one. A sacrifice fly to left field scored Disson to give the Threshers the lead back in the fifth. Infield all the way in with two runners in scoring position for Clearwater. 1-0, missing inside, 2-0. Minnietti, an RBI already this season, that coming on the sac fly. No official at-bats today, but certainly a key part of this Threshers offense tonight. Wind's moved out towards left field a bit. And now the 2-0. Slider outside, a base open for Minnietti, but you know he's going to want more. 3-0 count now to Fraylin in his second year pro, another draft league guy playing for the Williamsport Crosscutters, who actually used to be an affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies before contraction in 2020. 3-0 pitch. Minnietti goes after it, bounces it down the third baseline, foul. Count is 3-1. Kemp on second, Byers on third. He represents the go-ahead run. 3-1 count in a 3-3 ball game with one out to Fraylin Minnietti here in the seventh. He lets that go, and the bases are loaded for Justin Crawford. So still no official at-bats for Fraylin Minnietti. He'll just trot over to first to load him up. The corners stay pinched in for Justin Crawford. But the middle infielders, Sheffield and DeAndrade, moving back to double play depth. And this is a movie we've seen before. A runner on third and double play potential for Crawford, as the first pitch to him is a high chopper foul down the third baseline. But Crawford's speed in this situation, twice he's grounded into what looked like a tailor-made double play, but twice he's forced an errant throw. That happened in consecutive games against the Marauders in the opening series. This one is a sharp grounder down the third baseline foul, and it's quickly 0-2. Crawford, two strikeouts in today's contest, and a ground out to first as well. He's 0-3, has an RBI, but yet to record a hit this series. A late-game RBI in the seventh last night, his first as a Thresher. 0-2, high breaking ball that just does not dip, and the count is 1-2. Nowhere to put Crawford, with Byers, the tying run on third, Kemp on second, and Minnietti on first. It's a 1-2 count to Crawford. Mendez, in the stretch, he deals. This one is hit high in the air into the gap in left center. Chasing is noisy, and he will not get that. That ball one hops the wall. Byers walks home. Kemp speeds around third. He'll score. The throw home to Minnietti is going to get him out. But two runs come across for the Threshers on an RBI double by Justin Crawford. The first round pick from last year's draft delivers, and the Threshers take their biggest lead of the ball game. It's 5-3 here at Bay Care Ballpark. First extra base hit for Crawford for the Threshers. First multi-RBI game, and Crawford has driven in three runs over the last two games as Marty Malloy is now having a chat with Davion Fry. He thinks Minietti was safe at home. A close call. Looks to me like he was out, and Malloy will not really – he's not a guy who's going to mince words, but also probably not a guy who's going to start a fight with the umpire. So a two-run lead for Clearwater now. Crawford's double is their fifth hit of the ballgame, and he'll stand on second for Amarion Boyd. He's thinking about going to third, dancing at second. Boyd swings and misses at a breaking ball to make it 0-1. Boyd has come up to the plate three times. Two official at-bats are both singles and a walk in the third. Two stolen bases in three attempts. Now the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball in the outside corner makes it 0-2. Two gone here in the seventh. Two runs already across for the Threshers. And a single would add another one, very likely, with the speed of Crawford on second. Not attempting to steal third, though Ortega is quite a ways off the base. 0-2. Wave and a miss, and there is strike three on an outside slider. A good pitch by Mendez to end the inning, but the damage is done for the Clearwater Threshers. A massive RBI from Justin Crawford, and the Threshers take a 5-3 lead. We're heading into the eighth. Don't you go anywhere. Plenty of baseball left on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Two times the Mighty Muscles have tied the game up tonight, and both times the Threshers immediately responded by taking the lead. It was 2-2 after the top of the fifth. The Threshers put one on the board to take a 3-2 lead. Then it was just tied up in the top of the seventh, and Justin Crawford delivered a two-run double to make it 5-3. Segovia back out for the eighth, and he sends a fastball up and into Sayer for a ball. Two strikeouts in that seventh and an unearned run for Segovia, as that pitch is going to miss for ball two. The bullpen still hasn't allowed an earned run since the fourth inning of the first game of the season, but the scoreless streak is over as Sayer went around. Appeal just for safety to Laurie, but pretty obvious call for Davion Fry. 2-1 the count to Alex Sayer. One RBI on the season and a 1-for-2 night tonight with a walk in the fourth. 2-1. Inside but low, count 3-1. Sayers played at left field both nights this season, hitting just 143 on the young year. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two, as a hard fastball from Segovia in a difficult to hit place. And it seems like the entire Threshers dugout has been standing up for most of the game, which seems trivial, but it just shows that this team means business. Very different body language in the Mighty Muscles dugout, as here's the payoff. High fly ball, foul, into the stands in front of the Strikeout Cafe. Well, fans brave the misting rain to try and get that foul ball, as most of them are huddled up in the covered areas on the concourse. Then you can join these fans. Payoff pitch. Called strike three. Edouard Segovia has two straight strikeouts now, and a beautiful fastball dots the eye on the outside corner for the first down of the eighth inning. That'll bring up Dylan Tatum, who's 0 for 3 in his first game of the series. Two ground outs, one being a double play and a fly out to Crawford in center. Right on right matchup, Segovia deals. And that is a called strike. 0-1, the count now to Tatum. Keep saying Segovia, and it's not even Defenders of the Diamond night. That's in July. 0-1, and that hits Tatum. That was one you could hear from upstairs, Tatum flinging his bat around as that had just hit all meat on his left arm. And that just can't feel well. That just can't feel good. So the go-ahead run, or the tying run, is at the plate in the form of Dylan Noisy. With Tatum on first. Catcher speed. But most catchers you'll see in their 20s have better speed than you expect for the position standard. A very speedy runner is at the plate now. As the infield shifts into double play depth, first pitch to Noisy zips into the glove of Disson, but the fastball is outside. 95 miles an hour is the fastest pitch Segovia has thrown. Second time he's hit 95 on the gun. That was a sinker, but it's a 1-0 count to Noisy. Set from the belt, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Another nasty breaking ball from Segovia. That one looked like a slider, and the count's now 1-1. 222 hitter on the year is Noisy. One RBI, but none of those have come in this series. He's 1-for-3 today with a strikeout. Now the pitch. Fastball getting in there on the outside corner. It's a called strike two. Count is now 1-2. Noisy, 1-for-6 on the series, with two strikeouts, had one yesterday and one in the fourth. Segovia deals. This is popped high in the air out to right center field. Boyd easing under it. He camps and catches. Two-handed squeeze for safety for out number two. That'll reset the lineup card as Danny DeAndrade will come to the plate for the fifth time. Two Ks and two ground outs for him as Marty Malloy is going to come up to take Segovia out of the game. And this must be a pitch count thing, as Segovia was at 40 pitches. A really solid outing for him. He'll leave in line for the victory. An inning and two-thirds for Segovia as he gets an ovation from the crowd as he heads back to the dugout. An inning and two-thirds for Segovia. He'll get the win if the Threshers can hold on. And a right-hander will come in from the Threshers' bullpen. I'll tell you who it is when we come back, as a righty reliever is going to look for a four-out save here at Bay Care Ballpark.
Your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you will, fresh your number 26, Jack Dallas.
So it's Jack Dallas likely coming in for the four-out save. His second appearance of the season. He earned two of the 25-inning scoreless streak from the Threshers' bullpen. He got the win on Sunday's game. Two scoreless frames, two hits, a walk, and a strikeout. Segovia is responsible for Tatum on first as Dallas's first pitch, a slider, gets in there for a called strike to Danny DeAndrada. Two-seamer, sinker, cutter, slider, and a change for Dallas, a former high school quarterback. 0-1. This one is hit high in the air, foul down the right field line, a quick 0-2 count. And talked about earlier when Vyers was up, a guy who wasn't directly involved in Texas football. He stuck to baseball. Dallas, a two-sports star, winning two state championships in football and one in baseball. So wherever he goes, he just wins. Starting quarterback for both of those state championships in football. This one's hit on a line to left center field. Crawford's not going to get there in time, but enough to cut off a potential extra base hit. That's the first base knock of the series for DeAndrada. And now the tying run is at first base. Two outs here in the eighth inning. That's just the second hit Dallas has allowed this season. As Jarrell Ortega is up with two on and two out. Brian Meyer is signing to the umpire as it looks like we have a pinch runner, possibly. Yeah. The Mighty Muscles are going for it as Dylan Tatum is taken out of the game. Maddox Haughton will come in. Adam Lipscomb, 24 years old, signed as an undrafted free agent in 2023. Same hitter at the plate, though, Jarrell Ortega, with now Haughton on second as the pitch in there for a called strike. And Haughton is not a catcher, an outfielder by trade, so there will be a new catcher coming in. It could just be Olivar sliding into the catcher spot. He was the designated hitter. But we'll see after this next down. Two outs, a 1-1 count, two on for Jarrell Ortega. Now the pitch. High chopper over to third, fielded by Minietti. He makes the easy play at second, and the 5-4 fielder's choice gets the job done for the Threshers. So Dallas secures out number three in the eighth inning, and the Threshers look to add some insurance in the bottom half. We're heading into the bottom of the eighth inning. It's a 5-3 lead for Clearwater here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. So Olivar will remain as the DH, and Andrew Cossetti will come in for the first time this series as an offensive replacement at the catcher spot. He'll be catching a left-handed hurler, Zach Veen, college teammate of Otto Kemp, though it's unlikely that the two will face each other in this particular contest. Not to be confused with the Colorado Rockies prospect, Zach Veen, one of the top prospects in all of the major leagues. This one is a left-handed pitcher coming on to face Caleb Ricketts, Gabriel Rincones Jr., and Brian Rincon. So two lefties and a switch hitter for the left-handed hurler. First pitch for Veen's a curveball that catches the inside part of the strike zone on Ricketts to make it 0-1. Three groundouts on the day for Ricketts. Still looking for his first RBI on the season, hitting a flat 200. 0-1, outside and low on the breaking ball, count 1-1. Zach Veen, the hitter, is known for his speed. It appears that Zach Veen, the left-handed pitcher, certainly is not. A couple of breaking balls, both well under 90 miles an hour, as this one's taken the opposite way by Ricketts into left field, and a reaching out catch by Sayer secures the first out of the eighth. One gone to bring up Gabriel Rincones Jr. He's got a run-scoring streak going. An RBI on Sunday, and two runs scored yesterday, another one today. So he has contributed to six runs over the past three games. Still looking for his first hit of the night. He's 0-2, hit by a pitch, stole a base in the second, reached on a fielder's choice in the sixth. 1-0 to Rincones, and now the lefty deals. Hit right back up the middle through the glove of Veen, but into the waiting arms of the shortstop D'Andrade. Easy play at first base to secure out number two. Heads up play by D'Andrade on the backup there. And that'll bring up Brian Rincon, who will hit from the right side of the plate for the first time today. Rincon, a switch hitter, 0-2, but walked in the second inning. Taken out on the double play that scored the first run of the game. This one is hit high in the air out to left center field. Easing toward it is noisy, and it's going to end up in his glove. A one-handed grab makes a quick 1-2-3 inning for the Threshers. Not a lot of pitches needed for Mr. Veen. Just six pitches to get three outs here in the eighth inning. But now the Mighty Muscles have to do something in the ninth. The Threshers, a two-run advantage, and Jack Dallas is back on to close it out. We'll show you the ninth inning next on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Jack Dallas back on the hill for the Threshers. Got the first out of a potential four-out save to secure a line for Edwar Segovia. An inning and two-thirds, an unearned run. Didn't allow a hit, walked two, and struck out three. Dallas is looking for his second career save if he can secure the last three outs of this contest. He will be facing the heart of the order for the Mighty Muscles, though. Ricardo Olivar, Carlos Aguiar, and Dalton Sheffield. Though not too much production between them. Olivar is 1-2, a walk, a single, and two strikeouts. Sheffield drove in a run, but is otherwise 1-3, as the first pitch is in there for a called strike to Olivar. And Cespedes in the hole, two strikeouts, a walk, and a groundout. So he's 0-3 as well, as it's now 0-2 with a breaking ball to Ricardo Olivar. Still the designated hitter, caught last night. And now the 0-2. Slider outside, and the count now 1-2. Dallas, a graduate of Lamar University, two-sport athlete for his first two seasons there.
before he stopped football to focus on baseball full time. Just got a piece of it, did Olivar, nubbed it foul, and the count remains at 1-2. No pass attempts as a quarterback in Lamar. He played one game against Kentucky Christian in 2018 as a QB, as the 1-2s fouled away, where he got one carry for 17 yards. So some wheels for Jack Dallas, but using his arm quite effectively so far in his pro career. 7 2/3 innings pitched, still yet to allow a run. 5 walks, 10 strikeouts, and a save, looking for his second here today. It would be the third different thresher to get a save this season. This one's hit on the line out to left center. Crawford's going to slide and make the catch. Justin Crawford, if he's got a beat on it, he's probably going to make the snag. And there is one gone here in the ninth inning.
Right fielder.
Heavy wind blowing out into left center field. And now Aguiar is a left on right matchup. Here's Dallas. A nice looking pitch. Like the cutter of Dallas cutting inside on the left-handed batter. And it's 0-1. Here's the pitch. Hit the other way, foul. That's going to clang off the roof and roll down outside of BayCare Ballpark. Count now 0-2. That might have hit a car. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Climbing the ladder is Dallas, and he gets Aguiar on 3 straight pitches. First K of the day for Jack Dallas, and the Threshers are 1 out away from a 4th straight victory. Dalton Shuffield is the last hope for the Mighty Muscles. Needs to get on base to extend this game. Shuffield's driven in a run already, but he also reached on an error, struck out, and walked. First pitch to him is a slider that misses outside, count 1-0. Good movement on that pitch from Jack Dallas. A closer for Lamar in his last couple seasons. 1-0. Cutter catching the outside corner, even in the count at 1-1. He was also number 26 in college, keeping that number here with the Threshers. As Dallas kicks and deals. Fouled away, and now Dallas is 1 strike away from his 2nd career save. 6 games of Clearwater last year, 1 save, no runs, and he's looking to do the same in just his 2nd appearance for the Threshers this season. 1-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Jack Dallas punches out the final 2 Mighty Muscles to secure a 4th straight win for the Clearwater Threshers. A solid opening to the Threshers' home slate as they take opening day handily and come back from a couple of late ties to take a 5-3 win here at BayCare Ballpark. The Threshers stay resilient and ride a really solid staff to another victory. The Threshers get their 5 runs on 5 hits. 1 error for them as the Mighty Muscles fall for the 2nd straight time. 3 runs on 5 hits for Fort Myers as once again the stellar pitching of the Threshers shines through. Jack Dallas gets his 1st save of the season. Edward Segovia his 2nd victory. 1st Thresher to multiple wins on the year. And the loss goes to Juan Mendez, his 1st loss in his 1st game of the 2023 season. So, make sure to download the Tijuana Flats app to get your discount free taco. Free, of course, with any purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. Take a look out for that code if you're here at the ballpark. It should come up on the board again. If not, the code is CLWTHR41223. CLWTHR41223. If you download the Tijuana Flats app, you get a free taco with any purchase. But before we all start eating those tacos, let's recap this really solid win for the Clearwater Threshers. 2nd victory of the year for Segovia, and it was certainly a back-and-forth contest
as it was Fort Myers who recorded the first run of the ball game. Three walks in the inning by Starlin Castillo and a wild pitch ended up allowing the first run to come score. In the bottom of the second inning, the Threshers' base running proved solid as Gabriel Rincones Jr. was hit by a pitch in the second pitch of the second and stole second base. Advanced to third on a wild pitch before Jordan Byers grounded into a double play that drove him in and tied the game in the second inning. In the third, the Threshers struck back again with some small ball, a couple of walks, and a sacrifice bunt by Fraylin Minietti. After Jordan Disson walked to lead off the frame, Marion Boyd walked again. Disson ended up scoring on a wild pitch in the at-bat of Caleb Ricketts to give the Threshers their first lead of the ball game. No runs would score again into the fifth when Fort Myers tied up the ball game. An RBI ground out from Dalton Sheffield made the score 2-2. And in the bottom of the fifth, it was small ball once again. Well, after a really big ball hit by Jordan Disson. Disson had a one-out triple, an absolute rope in the right center field gap. He ended up on third base and scored in the next at-bat on a sacrifice fly from Fraylin Minietti. Nat made it 3-2 Threshers, which only lasted until the seventh when Dalton Sheffield reached on an error to score Jarrell Ortega to make it an even game at 3-3. In the bottom of the seventh, the first-round pick of the draft for the Phillies last year, Justin Crawford, delivered his first extra base hit of the season and his second RBI and his third RBI of his Clearwater Threshers career. A two-run double scored both Jordan Byers to give the Threshers the lead and Otto Kemp just to pat it a little bit. Jack Dallas came in the ninth to secure his first save of the season, and the Threshers took the victory. Edward Segovia got the win, as I previously mentioned, his second of the season, though him and Enriquez will also be tagged with blown saves. An inning and two-thirds for Segovia, still hasn't allowed a hit yet this season. An unearned run, two walks, and three strikeouts for Segovia en route to his second win of the year. Jack Dallas got the save in an inning and a third of scoreless baseball. One hit allowed and two walks. Juan Mendez took the loss for the Mighty Muscles. Two runs allowed coming on that Justin Crawford double on two hits, two walks, and a strikeout in one inning of work as the Threshers won their fourth straight. That no-hitter really sparking something for Clearwater as they've won each of the last four games since coming very close to coming back and overtaking the Marauders in their first game of the season. Another game with a crooked number in the seventh, two runs in the two-run double. They've had a multi-RBI extra base hit in each of their two contests at home this season. Threshers improve to 4-1. Mighty Muscles fall below 500 for the first time since opening day with a 2-1 loss. And I'll take you around the scores for today before we go home for the evening. First in the Florida State League, because Bradenton is certainly doing Clearwater some favors tonight. Lakeland is currently tied for the division lead. 3-1 is their record, but they trail 9-4 in the bottom of the eighth inning at home. Runner on third and two outs for the Flying Tigers. That score holds. Early or not, the Threshers will take sole possession of first place in their division for the first time this season. They're now 4-1 atop the FSL West. The next opponent of the Threshers, Tampa, is three outs away from falling 7-1 to Dunedin, who just finished a 1-2 series loss to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, who will be back at BayCare Ballpark tomorrow at 6:30. Tampa down 7-1. The Threshers will be going to Steinbrenner Field and playing the Tarpons beginning on Tuesday. In Daytona, the Tortugas look like they're going to keep their undefeated record. They have runners on the corners with two outs and a 9-5 lead over the Palm Beach Cardinals. And St. Lucie and Jupiter will be postponed before being made up on a doubleheader on Friday night. Jupiter is 3-1 on the year. St. Lucie still looking for that first victory. They are the only winless team in the Florida State League at this point in the season. Clearwater still finished 5-3, but the rest of the Phillies system isn't looking as good. Hartford up 7-6 on the Fighting Phils in Reading, also still looking for their first win of the season. But a former Thresher in Carlos De La Cruz, who's already 2-for-4 on the night, has two runners on with two outs and a one-run deficit in the bottom of the eighth inning. 7-6 the lead for the AA Rockies affiliate, Hartford Yard Goats. Bottom of the eighth inning, Lehigh Valley and Durham. It's the Bulls at home with a 5-3 lead over the Iron Pigs, and they've got two on and nobody out for a powerful hitter in Nico Holsizer right now. Jersey Shore is looking to get their second victory of the season. They're up 6-2 on the Greensboro Grasshoppers at home with Tommy McCollum on the mound for his first appearance of the season. One on and nobody out for Greensboro, but a four-run lead in the top of the ninth for the High A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. Let's take a look around the MLB now before we send you home. The Phillies dropped their second straight game to the Marlins, a 3-2 loss in extra innings. Greg Soto gets tagged with his second loss in his first season with the Phils, and a bunch of other finals around the league. Looking at the Twins, they took down the division rival White Sox for their 8th win of the season. John Duran gets his third save of the year. Sonny Gray looking good. He's 2-0 with a .53 ERA. A 3-1 victory for the Twinkies ahead of the White Sox in Minnesota. The Yankees took down the Guardians 4-3. Clay Holmes getting his fourth save of the year. Wandy Peralta getting his first victory. And the Yankees doing something rare and tagging Emmanuel Clase with a couple of runs and a loss. Mariners took down the Cubs after the Cubs came all the way back on a Nelson Velasquez grand slam last night. 5-2 as Logan Gilbert gets the win over Cubs ace Marcus Stroman at Wrigley Field. The Cubs rival Cardinals take down the Rockies 7-4 in the Mile High City. Ryan Helsley, an all-star closer last season, gets his third save of the year. Diamondbacks take down the Brewers in Arizona, 7-3 the score there. And the Angels take it 3-2 over the Washington Nationals. Jose Quijada, representative of Colombia in the World Baseball Classic, gets his second save of the year. Mets take down the Padres 5-2. Adam Ottavino gets his first save of the season. Blake Snell tagged with the loss. And the Astros blank the Pirates 7-0 in Pittsburgh. Jose Urquidy leading the way with a shutout win for the Stros, defending World Series champs, might I add. Giants and Dodgers will get started in about 40 minutes, but a whole bunch of games are still live right now. Top of the eighth at the Trop, Rays looking to go to 12-0 against the Red Sox, and they lead it 8-7 over their division rival. Orioles trailing to the 2-9 Athletics. The A's looking to tie the Royals for the worst record in baseball. They lead it 7-4 in Baltimore, but bottom of the eighth inning with one out for Ramon Urias. Tigers leading the Blue Jays 3-1 in Toronto. Bottom of the eighth inning there with Bo Bichette up at the plate. The Atlanta Braves and Reds are knotted up at 7 in Atlanta. They're knotted up at 3 in the 7th in Atlanta. There, I got it right. Royals leading the Rangers 6-1 in Texas. Nate Eovaldi is on the mound against rookie sensation Bobby Witt, now in his second season. And, of course, the Giants and Dodgers starting later on. Trey Cobb starting for the Giants. Clayton Kershaw for their arch rival, L.A. Dodgers. That's going to do it for us tonight. But don't forget, tomorrow might be the best day to come to the ballpark. Return of Taps and Tacos. Tijuana Flats is bringing some delicious food to the ballpark. And if you're 13 or under, make sure to join our Little Anglers Club. Information for all that and tickets are available on ThreshersBaseball.com. Supposed to be a nicer day tomorrow than it was today, and we'll definitely get another game of baseball in. The Threshers win their fourth straight with a 5-3 victory, and they look to do the same against the Twins affiliate Fort Myers Mighty Muscles tomorrow evening. I'll have the call for you right here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. 6:15 pregame show, 6:30 is the first pitch, unless I get caught in line for some Tijuana Flats on the Threshers. First return of Taps and Tacos of the 2023 season. Now I'm hungry, so I'm going to get my promo code for a free taco, because I've downloaded the Tijuana Flats app. And I want to thank all of you for listening to tonight's broadcast, braving the little bit of a rain for those who stayed in the ballpark, and for those who listened at home and stayed dry. I appreciate you guys as well. Remember to go to threshersbaseball.com to grab your tickets for Threshers games, as we are just getting started, and the Threshers are the hottest team in the FSL right now. Four straight victories after a season-opening loss, including two straight here at BayCare Ballpark. Be a part of the action by joining the joining the broadcast and listening in, or coming to the stadium and getting your tickets at threshersbaseball.com. Thank you all for listening. I hope you guys enjoy your Wednesday evening. Hopefully, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you.